We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Yates. We begin the Amud Aleph. With Taisa Divrei Maaskal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Afilu B'shas Shalom Yisrael. Even when there is peace on the Jewish people, which Taisa is coming to explain, why is it that specifically after the Tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, had passed away, then that's called a moment of Shalom Yisrael. Which the Gemara had said from Rishuma Levi, the following teaching, that whoever talks about a Talmud Chacham after that he passed away, he falls into Gehenna, like it says in the Pasuk, Hitiv Hashem LaTayvim, God does good to the good. So we see that we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, Le'yashar, Le'yibayisim, in the upright in the heart. Yelichim Hashem is Payali Oven. Hashem is going to take those who distort that to with those who are committers of iniquity, Shalom Yisrael, peace on the Jewish people. Which the Gemara said, that's even B'shosh Shalom Yisrael, that's even as our Taisa Divrei Maaskal is going on, even at a time when there's peace on the Jewish people. So Taisa explains, the Bahainu, that is talking about La'achar Misase, after the passing of the Talmudic scholar, that's a moment of Shalom Yisrael. Why? So Taisa explains, because now the Talmud Chacham is not going to fight with those who are talking disparagingly and disgracefully against him because he's not alive anymore. So therefore, this pasuk of the Gemara that was darshaning regarding someone who's distorting the Talmud Chacham that's considered good, how do we know it's la'achar misasa? Is as Taisa says, mahacha mashma. From here, it's understood the ayir la'achar misa is talking after he's dead, specifically from the time that it's Shalom Yisrael, because it's not going to cause any disagreement. Now we continue with Taisa Divrei Maaskal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, dugma hishkiu. They gave her to drink what is similar. Now Taisa is going to explain exactly what is the interpretation of dugma hishkiu, because the Gemara brought there was a story with a woman Karkamis that was a freed maidservant in Yerushalayim. And they gave her to drink, the convert gave her to drink, the Saita waters, to inspect her, based on the ruling of Shmaya Naphtalim. So that Akavi, who disagreed and said that no, a Geyerus doesn't drink, he said, oh, dugma hishkua. So what does that mean? So Taisa brings the Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, Lafisha hisi Geyerus, since she was a female convert, kemaisam, like Shmaya Naphtalim, shahayu Geyerim, that they were converts, meaning Shmaya Naphtalim were the grandchildren of Sancheir, as the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nanzayim Beis, who he converted to Judaism, and therefore they wanted her that was a Geyerus to be considered like a full-fledged Jew, therefore they went and let her drink the Meisaita. But in truth, says Akavi ben Malal, no, that really the halacha is going to be that one is not allowed to go ahead and give the Geyerus the Meisaita to drink. And that's what it meant. Dugma Hishku, Dugma meant that it was similar to them. And the Chemashma B'Yerushalmi D'mayit Katan says, Taisa, that it's similar to Rashi's interpretation. One could see that from Yerushalmi M'sech T'smayit Katan, which is in the third parak, that says, Mahu Dugma. The Yerushalmi explains, what does it mean that they gave her to drink Dugma? It's Dikavasa, which is like her, mean to say that because they're similar to her, that they were Geirim, therefore they gave her to drink. But in truth, that one is not allowed to give the Geirus according to Kav Ben Malal. Now, however, Taisa brings that Ba'aruch Pirish, he gives a different interpretation, the Aruch. He says, Dugma Hishkiu, what that means to say is Dugma, not from similar to them, and it's not going on the people of Shmaya Vavtalim, rather it's going on Hishkiu, on the waters, meaning Meit Seva. What they actually gave her to drink was actually dyed water, but it doesn't mean dyed. Seva also can mean like an imposter, like fake waters. That's what Dugma means, like a sample, but not the real, it wasn't the genuine thing itself. Avalohayu Mara Mamash, it wasn't quote unquote the bitter waters. Because of Alei Machgu HaTayr Allah, they actually didn't take the Torah scroll and erase it, which is done by the Meisaita, into these waters. Ela Liyara Eisa, all they wanted to do was to skir her. And the Ravid actually explains that according to this interpretation of the Aruch, that Akav Malal was Mezalzel in a Shmai Vavtalian, wasn't because he was disgracing them, because it's not like Rashi and Yerushalmi that it's a description of them, similar to Geirim like the Geirus. Rather, it's that he suspected them that they did inappropriately in the halacha, because he held that one's not supposed to give waters that are just fake waters, because maybe someone that knows that the woman actually was a Zayna, and when she sees that she drinks it and she's not harmed, so it's going to spread false rumors about the efficacy of the Mehamarim to say that it doesn't work. And because he suspected them regarding the wrong halacha, that's why, as the Gemara says, he was obligated in Nidud. But again, that's a different interpretation. And what does it mean, Dugma Hishkur? Now we continue to Talmud Beis. We continue with the Taisa Divrei Maaskal that brings Medalgin Hayinu Al Gabei Roinos, quoting the words of the Gemara that says we used to jump on from coffin to coffin, which this Taisa has come to explain what does it mean what a Goylel is, which is a Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. And that is the Gemara brings that Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik said that we used to jump from one coffin to another coffin of the dead people to go and see the Jewish kings. And not only that, even to see the non-Jewish kings. Now, this is in spite of the fact that he was a Kohen. So we see from, says the Gemara, is that since that there's no halacha of tumas mess here in the coffin, all there is a rabbinic tumah, Because as the Gemara explains, that when you have an oil, which is what the top of the coffin is to the mess underneath it, if there's at least an ear space of a tefach by a tefach squared, that's a chatzitza, that's interposition of the tuma, and whatever's on top of them, including these people, these kahanim that are jumping over the coffins, there actually is no tuma, not by touching, not by oil. And the only reason why that it is generally concerned is a rabbinic concern of the case of when it's not. But the majority is that it is. So therefore, they permitted them to jump over the coffins because, although there's a rabbinic tum over here, the rabbinic gezera, but because of the covered malachim, as the Gemara is coming to prove regarding covered abris, covered adam, they permitted them to jump from one to the next. However, Taisus brings tema, it's still a wonder. Why? Lepirsha kunchers, according to Rashi, the pierce, that he explains many times in Shas, that he says that goylil, what does goylil mean? Brought many times the word goyil in the context of a cemetery regarding a grave. So Rashi explains that refers to kisa shalar, and he says that means the covering, the cover of the coffin itself. Now the difficulty is because itanu in the brayso it says in the pasuk kala sheyiga al panei hasada, whatever anyone touches on the surface of the field, so the person is touching someone that's dead, he's going to become tummy. What did this extra pasuk come to say? So Rabbi Kiva elsewhere expounds, L'rabbas goyil v'dayfik, comes to include that the dayfik, which we're not discussing right now, and the goyil, that they are tummy. Now says Taisus Vim Kain, now if that's the case, so according to Rashi, what's the goyil? So that's the cover of the coffin. If that's the case, gam ha-goyil metame ba'oil, that means to say that the cover of the coffin itself has its own intrinsic tumma that contaminates with oil, which is if someone leans over that, or it leans over him, which is the tumma of oil, it contaminates, it conveys tumma. So its own tumma of the goyil, of the cover of the coffin itself, should shoot upwards whatever is in its direction upward, like in any source of tumma, like a mess itself. So then the difficulty is, v'hei chayu medalgan alav, so how exactly were these kahanim able to jump from coffin to coffin to see the kings? Because you're right, as the Gemara was explaining, even though the mess itself, the corpse itself in the coffin, is only rabbinic tumah, like we said, because generally the majority of them have a halal tefach, has an airspace of a tefach, of a handbreadth. The problem, however, is based on Rashi's interpretation that goyil means the cover of the coffin, and we have a drush that says l'rab is goyil b'dayfik, so that means to say it has its own biblical tumah. So how could they jump from coffin to see the Jewish kings? It's a biblical problem of the goyil itself. V'yeshlemes says what you could say is delay kash. It's not difficult. We could resolve Rashi's interpretation. Why? Because the Tanya b'smachis, we have a brayso masechta smachis in the fourth parak halacha chafalf that says a following rule: kol tuma she'en hanazir megalechelo, any source of tuma that the nazir, a nazir is not supposed to become tummy, but he has certain criterion. Not every tuma does he go and have to cut off his hair and start over his whole naziris. So the brayso says over there, any tuma that the nazir does not have to cut off his hair ain't kain muzrala. So, and the Kohen shares a similar criterion that he's also not, although Kohen's not allowed to become Tameh, but the Brice over there explains and qualifies that that's only regarding whatever Tumah the Nazar has to cut his ear. That's where the Kohen is also has the Azhara of becoming Tameh. So it says, Taisus, V'goyil, V'dayfig. Now, regarding these two elements of Goyil and Dayfig, Ein Nazar Megaleich Alein, the Nazar does not have to cut off his hair from that, and therefore by default Taisa answering the question, how were they able to jump from coffin to coffin going over the Goyil? Because although that's Mitame, but the Nazar is not Megaleich, and if the Nazar is not Megaleich, so therefore then the Kohen does not have that prohibition of becoming Tame that way. Ketanan Mesechtas Nazar, like we learned in Mishnah Mesechtas Nazar, Pere Kohen Gadol on Daf Nandalar Man Aleph, that the Nazar is not Megaleich because of the Goyil. So therefore, again, like we're saying, although the goyil and dayfik itself are metame ba'oil, but still the kohen does not have a prohibition in that situation. Therefore, they were able to go ahead and jump over the coffins from one to the next because regarding the mess, we had a halal tefach, which is only rabbinically problematic, but for covered hamelech yoladu, and for the goyil itself, that they don't have the prohibition in the first place. However, this answer that Taisa brings for Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam rejects this. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam said, the lesser lahani klali, it's not true. We don't consider this rule that we said it's permitted for a kohen to become tummy. Whatever tummy a nazir does not cut his hair off, it's not really true. Because this b'raisa masechta smachis is mistaken. Why? As he proves. Because the amar hasam, because it says over there that there is a tumah that the nazir will not have to undo his whole naziris if he becomes tummy, specifically regarding an oil. Where in that oil, if there is a revias dam, if there is a quarter of a log of blood in a certain room, the halacha is in a nazir megaleich alav, the nazir does not have the cut of his hair, until there's at least a half of a log of dam. Now, proves Rabbeinu Tam that obviously we don't hold to that general rule of Masech Tesmachis that whatever Tumah Nozer not Megaleach, a Kohen's not Muzer. Because Vafalachi, in spite of this fact that when it's just a Revius Adam, the Nozer not Megaleach, Kohen Muzer Olav, the Kohen is prohibited in the Revius of Dam in the oil. Kedamrinan, Beperek Behem HaMakasha, like we find Perek Behem HaMakasha in Chulun Daf Ayin Bezim Adalf, the Revius Dam Habam and Bezim Mesim, their lift is a quarter leg of Dam. Even if it's coming not from one dead person but from two corpses, the halach is tamei. It becomes tamei. Umafkinle, we learned that out. Me'al kol nafshes meis lo yavi. That even though it says in the plural nafshes meis lo yavi, that the halach is that the revius dam is going to be tamei. So you see that there is a problem of a revius of dam even for the kayin, even though that you're saying by the nazi is not megalechelo. So obviously that rule is not true, and therefore you can't use that to answer the question how is the kayin allowed to be tamei according to Rashi's interpretation of the goyel. But V'yishlem, what Taisa says, what you could say to reject the question of Rabbeinu Tam and therefore resolve Rashi again, is that no, Rabbeinu Tam's question is not difficult. Why not? Because the Hasam over there, Mikal Mokim, in spite of that, regarding the blood that's found in the Oil Hames, have a shame tuma shahanozim megalechelan. The diak is on the word shame. The ultimately, it is a category of tuma that the Nazir does have to cut off his hair, albeit with a different measurement. So therefore, the law of comparison could hold true. Avagoyel of a daifik, but regarding the covering of the coffin, ain't a klal benazir, that doesn't apply at all by a nazir. He never is going to have to cut off his hair and start a business age for that. Ulekach ain't kain muzer lov, and therefore, the kain's not forewarned in becoming tamei from the goyel. In other words, it's only regarding the shame of the tumah that a nazir's not going to have to migaleich on such a situation. That's where we're saying that there's going to be a comparison between him and the kohen. Meaning, in such a situation, the kohen, if the whole categorical doesn't apply by the nazir, that's where the kohen does not have that prohibition. But regarding the halacha of dam hames, there the nazir has in general category that he's going to be seisa as naziris. So although we write for revius of dam, we're learning that he's not going to be megaleich, but we do find that the tumah of dam hames, the nazir is going to have to cut his hair for that. Okay, when it's a chatzi loig. But therefore, the kohen will also have that prohibition, albeit for a different measurement, that of revius dam. In contrast, by the goyel of a doifik, which those are situations that the nazir is never going to be megaleich for such a tumah in any situation. So therefore, that's where we're saying that the kohen's also not going to have that azara not to become tamei from the goyel of doifik. And therefore, it's not difficult to bring the tam's question on the brisa. And therefore, because we do have that rule that it is the same thing. And if we ever resolve Rashi, like we explained, that's why they're able to jump from coffin to coffin, even though you're right, the covering of the coffin is tameh, like we learned, l'rabbis goel b'dayfig, but since the kohen does not have the prohibition, because the nazir not megaleach, a categorical, in contrast to the question Rabbeinu Tam had asked, where the nazir of the is megaleach by the tuma of dam in general, although with a different measurement, therefore it's not difficult on Rashi from Rabbeinu Tam's question. Or, says Taisus, inami. Another resolution one could say for Rashi is that ha brisa, that actually the brisa mesach the smachas savra, meaning to say that Tosis is coming to answer now that the whole question of Rabbeinu Tam doesn't even start. It's not difficult at all. He was asking, wait a second, you see the rule is not true. It's not the same thing Naz Megaleach and the Hazar of HaKoyin, because you see that by one it's Revi Zadam and one it's a Chatzilug of Dam. So Tosis, no. In the second answer, he says, what you could say is, ha brisa, actually, the brisa mesach the smachas savra holds, kiskeinim harishayinim, like the earlier elders, which brought in Nazir Daf and Gimel and Aleph, shahayim, that they actually said that revius of dam is gam, bitaglachas nazir, that law actually applies, same thing for a nazir having to cut off his hair and start over, and therefore the brisa is not an error, because actually, any tumah that the nazir is not megaleach, the kohen's not muzer lo. Because actually this that we find that the kohen is muzer and revius of dam, actually that same halacha does apply of taglachas by the nazir. But however, Miu Taisus asks, Tema, what is a wonder, that even though you're saying that the kohen is not muzer, he's not prohibited on the tumah of goyel, but amai in hames metambayel. But Taisus has a different angle to ask on Rashi's interpretation. So you took care of the goyel itself, because there's no ashara, even though there's a tumah. But like we said, since the nazir not megaleach, so therefore you're not going to have the problem of the kohen having the prohibition. But Taisus has a different angle. He says, "But am I in hames mitambayel?" Now we're actually going back to the difficulty. Although our Gemara addressed and said, "No, the mason not going to be mitambayel because you have a chatzitza of a tefach of a oil, which is in the majority of cases rabbinically not." But again, we compromise on the rabbinic for the covet of the melech. But Tyson now says, based on Rashi's interpretation, no, we're back to the question, am I ain't ha-mes matam boil? Why is it that the mess is not matam boil? Why? Because he explains. Kivin shek hisa atzma makabel tuma, based on Rashi's interpretation, that goyel is the covering of the coffin, which that the covering itself does contract tuma. And the difficulty now becomes, is the chaldava ha-makabel tuma, anything that contaminates and becomes tamei in the chaitzis from that tuma. Now we're back to the question: it cannot act as a chatzitza interposition from the tuma of the mess because it's makabel tuma itself. Imkain mitam ba'oil. So now the difficulty is: so now the mess itself should contaminate ba'oil because now we rejected the Gemara's answer because it's not a chatzitza. Says Taisav Yeshlem, what you could say is no, it's not difficult on Rashi. Why? Because the ein mitame, this that we're saying that the covering of the coffin, the goyel, what Rashi is calling it, it becomes tame, and hence it's something that's makabel tame, and therefore shouldn't be able to be chaitzis. Taisav says no, that's eletzad chitzin shabai. That's actually only the outer part of the covering of the coffin. Of a tzad panimi, but actually the inner part of the covering of the coffin, tar, it actually is tar, and hence it's going to be a chatzitza kitnan mesechtes olis. Like Taisa says, as we learn in the Mishnah mesechtes olis, beperek tezvav, in the ninth Mishnah. It says over there the following case, chavishi malei mashkin tar, a barrel that's filled with pure liquids, uncontaminated, umukefes samad pasel, and it's sealed with a tight seal all around. Now, vaso goy lekeb, and then someone goes and he makes this barrel as a goyel, again, which according to Rashi means to say the covering of the coffin, he made this barrel a covering for the grave. Says the Mishnah, on the Geyabah, whoever touches it on the outside, and the Girsa takes out the letter Mem, is Tamei Tome Shiva. He becomes Tamei for 7 days, because as a Tama of mess. But, says the Mishnah, V'chavis v'mashkin tarin, the barrel and the liquid remain tar. Well, how does it remain tar? Isn't the mess contaminating? No, it says Taisla Fishatzad Panimi Kule Tar, because although, as we said, the goyel itself, actually not from the mess, the goyel itself becomes tame, and that's what we learn now from the Kalashigal Pnea Sada. So the whoever touches the covering of the grave of the coffin is gonna become tame simply because of the goyel, but actually on the inside, that's gonna actually remain tar, because like we said, the inner part is not makabel tuma, and it's all going to be tar, and therefore this inner part of the barrel, which has the liquids inside, is not going to become tame from the mess that's beneath it, and therefore it's not difficult on Rashi because it actually does serve a chatzitza because of the inner part of the covering of the coffin. However, Taisa says, but what Taisa does find, although he resolved the question of Benu Tam, what he does find difficult with Rashi's interpretation is the Pirish, which the Girsoi say, Damrinon, the Parakama de Ervin. This is that we say in the first Parak Masechetes Ervin, Daf Tezvav on the base. The Girsoi takes out the word Gabi. The halacha that's brought over there is, Ein Oisim Mebalechayim, you can't make from a living thing, Goylul Vadeifik Lekever, which again, remember, according to Rashi, what that means to say, a Goylul, is the covering of the coffin. So, which that means to say is that if someone would make a living thing, a goyel, a covering of the coffin, then it wouldn't have the title of goyel on it. So, although we said that a goyel is metame, but the covering of the coffin, if it's a living thing, will not be metame as a goyel, because you don't make it as such. It does not have that halacha. Says Taisus, but now the igoyel, if you're saying like Rashi, that goyel hainu kisa arin means the covering of the coffin. Says Taisus, v'chi oisin mibali chayim kisa arin, do you make from a living thing a covering of the coffin? Taisus holds that that's not even feasible. That doesn't make sense. And therefore, for that reason itself, Alkein Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, therefore Rabbeinu Tam actually disagrees with Rashi. And he says, the goyel hainu matseva. Again, the whole Taisus was based asking from our Gemara on Rashi's interpretation, because goyel was the covering of the coffin, but Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that whole discussion because he holds a goyel hainu matseva is referring to the tombstone, which that wasn't the case of our Gemara. They were jumping from coffin to coffin, nothing to do with the tombstone. He holds the goyel is the matseva. And therefore, that last Gemara and everything that we just quoted now makes sense according to Rabbeinu Tam, because that's the custom of people, litin behema ala kever l'simen. They tie an animal there as simply as a sign for a grave, atshehitnu lav matseva, until they go ahead and they actually go ahead and put a matseva there later on. But until they do, they actually use an animal, and therefore makes sense that previous Gemara in Erevin. So ultimately, when our Taisa says that Rashi explains that Gail is the board that covers the coffin, the top board, and this that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was jumping from one to the next, what you could say is that, yeah, because although there's actual tumah, as the Gemara elsewhere, as the Brisa teaches, the Rabbi's Goyel B'dayfik is tame, because, yeah, although he becomes tame the Kain, and the Kain's not allowed to become tame, but that's not difficult, because any tumah that the Nazir is not Megaleichala, as the Brisa says in Masech the Smachas, which he does not have that with the Goyel B'dayfik, so too, the Kain does not have the prohibition of becoming tame from the covering of the coffin. But Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Goyel is actually the matseva that one places by the head of the grave as a sign. And therefore, it makes sense why Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was able to jump from one to the next, because over there was talking about graves that didn't have a tombstone. Now, additionally, according to Rabbi Tam, it makes sense this that we say in the Gemara Nevin, that whatever has a living spirit, you can't make it as, quote, a goyle for the kever, because at times they didn't have a stone, and they would just go ahead and tie an animal there as a sign to know where it is until they find the stone. But again, according to Rashi, that's what Tzaddik found is difficult to say, that you're going to make a covering of the grave with an animal. Continuing with the next Taisa Dibre Maschel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Reiva Reines, like we were saying, the majority of the coffins, Yeshlam Chalal Tafach. They have an airspace of a Tafach, which, and therefore, it's going to be Chatzitza, and again, therefore, it was only rabbinically problematic because of sometimes it doesn't, and again, that's what we compromise because of the covet of the Malachim. But Taisa comes to explain that you have to additionally say, which is not like Rashi, that there was also an opening from the side, which the Gemara had brought, that if there's a coffin that has an airspace of a tefach squared with a height of a tefach between the corpse and the top of the coffin, so that's a chatzitza before the tumma, and it does not convey tumma to those who are on top, who touch it or go over it, and therefore, even they were kahanim, they're able to jump from one to the next. Now, however, Taisis qualifies and says, B'tzarach lem, what you have to say is, Sh'roi sha'aren pesuach. Says Taisis, but one condition you have to attach to this Gemara is that it must be that the top of the coffin was open a little bit. Because if it was sealed, says Taisa Adrab, to the contrary, what the Gemara thinks is making it better, that it's not a problem of Tumah because there was an airspace of a Tefach, if it was sealed, to the contrary, if there's an airspace of a Tefach between the corpse and the top of the coffin, it actually makes it worse. Metami, it actually is going to contaminate, even by the empty part of the coffin, where there's no mess, there's no corpse over there, even that would contaminate. In other words, because if there is no airspace of a tefach, then it's not going to contaminate only the airspace that's opposite the tumma. But what Taisa comes to say, if there's an airspace of a tefach and it's totally sealed, what happens is that the coffin becomes like an oil on the mess, and it's as if the whole aron, like every oil, is filled with tumma. Like when you go into a house and there's a mess over there, the whole house is considered full with tumma. And since it's not a chatzitza before the tumma, because it can't, it's like one big oil of tumma. It's like the tumma is going everywhere. So if so, actually the airspace that's on top of the coffin would be tummy, and therefore it actually would contaminate even where the mess is not over there. And then of course the kamba jumping from one coffin to the next would be having a problem of tumma. So therefore, Taisa says that no, you have to say is that the coffin was opened a little bit by the top. Oh, that's where our Gemara applies, that if there's an airspace of a tefach, so then the tumma is going to leave through that opening, and then the coffin's not going to contaminate the airspace on above, because like we said, there's a chatzitza of the top part of the coffin from where the mess is because of a space of a tefach. And Taisa proves this point that he's saying. Kedamrinon b'mesechdes alz b'perek zayin. Like we say in the Mishnah Mesechdes alz, in the seventh parak in the first Mishnah, it says the following halacha. It says, nefesh, in other words, if there's a tzion, a tombstone, that was built over a grave, if it's a tumah, if it's totally sealed from all sides, which again, this is the topic Taisa is addressing. So for example, if let's say the tombstone was built over the tumah itself, over the corpse itself, and you don't have an airspace of a tefach over the mess, so it says the Mishnah Hanegeya b'menat tzedadin, if someone touches that tombstone from the sides, so then tar, then it's going to be tar. Pirish, what does it mean from the sides? But sadarekin, on the empty side, meaning on the, that's not the exact dimensions of the corpse itself, there's some extra space on the covering of the tombstone that covers over the mess. So on the side, if someone touches, then he's going to be tar. Why? Mimnei, because shetumma b'kasva oila b'kasva yiredes. What happens is, when there's a source of tumma, it goes up all the way to the heavens, it goes down all the way down to the depths of the earth, but it doesn't go to the sides. That is in general. But says the Mishnah, v'mhoye mokam ha-tumah, but if the area of the tumah was tefach al tefach al rum tefach, if you have an airspace of tefach squared with the height of a tefach, then says the Mishnah, negeya ba mikol mokam tami, then if someone touches the covering of the grave, he's going to become tummy in any place that he touches. Why? Nishuhu kekever sasim. Because now what it is like a sealed grave. And therefore, even b'tzad ha-reken, when there's this airspace of a tefach, actually gets worse. Says Taisa, Alma, you see the idea that he's proving. Bekever sasim, by a sealed grave, if there's no opening at all in the coffin in the grave, ain't metama kol saviv, that actually there, the stringency of it contaminating all around, even in the empty space, that's not el kishayeshul of tefach. That severity factor is only when there is an airspace of a tefach. Av betumr tzutza, but when you have what's called crouch tumma, meaning when there's less than the airspace of a tefach, so although generally that's a problem because then there's no chatzitza and therefore it shoots up and down, but ein v'tam ele keneged tumma, that's only contaminates opposite the area of the corpse itself where the tumma is, v'limit tzad ha'reken, but not by the empty part. And therefore Tais says to the contrary, by having an airspace of a tefach, if it was a sealed grave, it actually would be worse than if it didn't have an airspace of a tefach. The Vertaisa says, what you have to say is that obviously here in our Gemara, we're talking about that the coffin had an opening by the top. And that's why if there's a halal of a tefach, that's why it's not going to be tame, only it's going to be tame where the opening is. But on top of the corpse, on top of the grave, on top of the coffin, we said that you're not going to have a source of tumma because it is a chatzitza, and it's not considered a keber sasim because it's not sasim because there is an opening. And in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, where it talks about the laws of the catacombs, yesh laharach, there could be lengthy regarding this topic. But one thing we see from Taisis is that he explained that a grave that's totally sealed from all sides, and if there's not a halal tefach, if there's not an airspace of tefach, actually then it's more lenient. Then the airspace where it's opposite the mess itself, then yeah, whatever's on top of it will be tummy. But if you touch by the empty space of the grave where there's no corpse, then it's not going to be tummy. But if there is a halal of tefach, then even if you pass by or touch an area of the empty space, a person's going to be tummy because it has a law of a oil and it's totally going to be tummy. So Tais explains what you have to say over here in our Gemara, that it's saying that no, because the halal tefach, it actually is more lenient, must be talking about, like Tais is qualifying, that the coffin has an opening from the side. Therefore, if there's a halal of a tefach, which that's our Gemara's comment to say that, then it's going to be chatzitza, because it's not a tum ritzutz, it's not a crouched tumma that just bursts forth, because you have an airspace of a tefach. That's where the airspace that's opposite the coffin is not going to be tummy at all, because the tumma is going through the opening, and it's not going to become tummy nowhere on top. But again, if it was totally sealed, it actually wouldn't help that it's a halal tefach. Actually would be worse, instead of being metame like a retum ritzutza, only on top of the source of the tumma, actually would be metame everywhere, even in bamokam harekin, even on the place where there's no corpse at all. Now we continue. The next taisa is every masl. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, v'lachayse matame leimer. And what does the word v'lachayse come to teach? Which taisa brings the brisa, and he expounds this pasuk. And that is, the Gemara brought this brisa to expound the pasuk, where it says v'lachayse. And that's the source for we're coming to say here in our Gemara regarding, which brings in the topic of Kavod HaBriyos, regarding a Kavod HaMes, which we see that for Mes Mitzvah, we override certain laws in the Torah. Now, Taish comes to explain the Braisa. And that is Gabi Nazir Ksiv. This Pasuk that the Braisa is expounding is a Pasuk by the Nazir, where it says in the Pasuk, on Nefesh, Meis Loyavi, is not allowed to come in contact with any dead person. So that sounds like any dead person, no matter who it is. Now, Ksiv Basrei, after that, the Pasuk says, La'aviv, Ula'imai, La'achiv, La'achis, La'itame. He's not allowed to come Tame to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister. Can become Tame. So, says the Braisa, v'kuli yiseirininu, so they're all extra. The menefesh meis nafki, already learned out this halacha from coming in contact with any dead person. So what do you need all these different individuals to say that it cannot become tummy? So, but there's shina, so the Braisa expounds as follows. When it says, la'aviv matamalema, when it comes to his father, that he cannot become tummy, what's it coming to teach? L'gufi le'yitzach, you don't need it to teach literally that he cannot become tummy to his father. The menefesh meis nafki kuli, we learn all peoples that you cannot become tummy from, every nefesh meis, any living soul. And moreover, v'loy ba'el lahaytzi meis mitzvah. So therefore, rather, it's coming to teach you to exclude, yes, one's father you now become tamei to, but to exclude a mes mitzvah that there's no one there that can bury that person, shemut l'tamei bay. So it's not needed for it itself, but it's needed for its inference to say, but a mes mitzvah, a person is permitted to become tamei, even though he's a nazir. Now, then the Gemara says, okay, le'imim matam lema, what do you need with the next individual? What's that coming to teach? As Tais explains, le'gufa le'yitzach, you don't need it to say that for a mother you cannot be matami, as all the individuals mentioned, because we know from nefesh meis le'yavi. Moreover, le'hata meis mitzvah, you don't need it to tell you that you're permitted to become tami to mes mitzvah, dimal avim nafka, that already know from the extra word from his father. Now, le'hevi rather is coming to say one step further. Shemhaya nazir v'kayin, where if he was not just a nazir, but additionally also a kayin, sheyesh lav shtei kedushas, where he actually had two sanctities, not just the sanctity of a nazir has now become tami, but also a kayin, that in a kazim azir mulatami el imay, that's still the pasuk saying that who are you now become tami to? Only to your mother. Avmatami hu l'mes mitzvah, but he could become tami to a mes mitzvah. That's what we're learning out, another chiddush. Now, then says the bray, so la'achiz matam alim, what do we learn now from when it talks about his brother? That's come to say one step further. Shemayu kain gadol b'nazir, where if he's not just a kain, he's a high priest and a nazir, the kedushas sechamur, which he has a severe level of sanctity, because the gambalei nazir is because a Kohen Gadol, even without him being a Nazir, also the time of the Krevev, he's not allowed to become tummy to his father, his mother, all his relatives. Afal Pikein, that's what we're learning out. This Kohen Gadol that's a Nazir, to his brother he cannot become tummy. Afal Matamah hula Meis Mitzvah, but he could become tummy to a Meis Mitzvah. That is because Vim in the Nazir Greda, because if it's not teaching us something regarding the Nazir himself, because that we already know from the first Ribui of La Aviv, Veloy Lekoin had the Nazir, and so it's not coming to teach us regarding a regular coin with a Nazir, because that we know from Limoy. So Tanei in Lekoin Gadol Nazir, so that's what La Achiv comes to teach, that even if he's not just a Nazir, not just a coin, but a Kohen Gadol that's a Nazir, again, that he cannot be Metame to his brother, but he could be Metame LeMesmetz. Then it comes to the part of the Braisa that our Gemara expounds. What do we learn now from that he cannot become tummy this Nazir to his sister? Comes to teach the following additional chiddush. Which is actually debated in the next tesis. If this individual was a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and in addition, he's going to slaughter his carbon pesach, and to circumcise his son, the ikka mitzvah tubo, where there's many mitzvahs on the line over here, where if he becomes tummy to the mess, he's nullifying all these mitzvahs because he's going to become tummy, and he's nullifying his sanctities that he has as a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and he's not going to be able to bring his Karm Pesach and do all these different things. Afalachi, that's what we're learning out. Lachesu hidein matami, yes. He cannot be matami to his sister of matami le mes mitzvah, but he could be matami to a mes mitzvah. That's the brisa that the Gemara is bringing over here in our Gemara. Now, we continue with the next tesis, where Amrit, you're going to say that lo yitami, he cannot become tummy, which Tesis come to explain. Is this talking about, as he has presumed in the previous tesis, that we're talking about that in addition, this person is also a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? And that is the Gemara brought from the Braisa that if someone was a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, the way Tesis explained in the previous tesis, and he's going to slaughter his Karm Pesach and to circumcise his son, then he hears that one of his relatives passed away, and if he's going to be busy with burying that person, he's going to lose all these mitzvahs. So that's what the Gemara says, which our Gemara quotes, that our Tesis is quoting here in the Devar Maschil, that no, Amrit, you're going to say lo yitami, that such a person cannot become tummy, because he has all these other obligations on the other hand, he cannot be metame to bury his relative that passed away. Now, says Taisis, the reason is, when they should call you, I love them, because we're talking about what type of a person, Shunazir, Kohen Gadol, Vaisa Pesach, you have all these elements stacked against you, so therefore, that you can't violate all those laws to be metame to one of the relatives. Whereas, that's what we learn from Lachaisa, but in spite of that, you can metame the Mesa Vetzvah. But one thing says Taisis, Mashmo, so that sounds like, the Isa Pesach Greda, if let's say someone's not a Nazir, and not a Kohen Gadol, and all he's on his way to bring the Karm Pesach, that there, Rishai, Letam Lekrevim, that there he is permitted to be Metamet his Krevim, so though by being Metamet his Krevim, he's going to be Tamet, he's not going to be able to bring the Karm Pesach, it sounds like that there, you are allowed to be Metamet to the Krevim. When are you not allowed to be Metamet the Krevim, and only to Mes Mitzvah? If you have, you're a Nazir, and a Kohen Gadol, and you're going to do that, to bring the Karm Pesach, that's when you're not allowed to be Metamet, but if a person was not all those statuses and just going to do his Karm Pesach, that he is permitted to go ahead and bury his relative that passed away. But Taisa asks him to take a second look, and he says, Vatema. But that seems to be a wonder, because the Bezvachim, in Masechta Zvachim, in the 12th parak, in Daf Kovam Adav, Gabi Maisa the Yosef HaKohen, there was a story with Yosef the Kohen, Shemesa Ishtoi Be'erv Pesach. His wife passed away on Erev Pesach, V'tamu Achiv Be'erv Baal Karcha. And as the story is brought over there, his brothers made him go ahead, although he wanted to be Tar, Karm Pesach, his brothers made him become Tamei in going ahead and burying his wife on Erev Pesach. Now, Uparach Maha Braisa Dahach, and the Gemara over there asks from the Braisa that our Gemara is bringing over here. Because the Kamar, our Braisa says that if someone's on his way to bring the Karm Pesach and one of his relatives passed away, it says, Lo Yitami is not to become Tamei. So how did his brothers, the Kahan, go ahead and force him to come Tamei to bury his wife? That's the Gemara's question over there. Says Taisis, Umay Parach, but what's the Gemara's question? Dilmashani Hacha, maybe over here in our Braisa and our Gemara is different. As we explained, the Mayri, the Chal Kedusha, is a Eluboy, because he's not just going to bring his Karm Pesach, he's also a Nazir, and he's a Kohen Gadol, and he has all these statuses, because the breach like we explained. Abel Eisa Pesach, great, but maybe you're right, if someone's just going to bring his Karm Pesach, Ema, I would say that Rishoy Latami, he's permitted to become Tami to his relatives. And that's why the brothers went, the other Kohen, forced Yosef HaKohen to become Tami to bury his wife, since he wasn't a Kohen Gadol, and he wasn't a Nazir. So what's the Gemara's question? So therefore, Teis actually explains that Al-Kainir Lafarish, therefore it would seem to explain that actually, Amrit, when the Gemara says that you would say, as we continue to Chafa Menav, when it says, Lo Yitame, that regarding this person that we're learning out from Lachaisai, that only from Mes Mitzvah you can be Mitame, but for the relatives you cannot be Mitame, is actually a Filo Eisa Pischei Grade. It's actually talking about someone that even just a regular person bringing his Karm Pesach without all the statuses, that when we're saying Amar Lo Yitame, that's right, for the mes mitzvah that you could be metame, is for older statuses. But when we're saying Amar Lo Yitame on the way to bring the Karban Pesach, it's not with being a Nazir in the Kohen Gadol. Even just being a Karban Pesach is where we learn that you cannot be metame. And that's where the Gemara over there asked, well, wait a second, so how are the other Kohanim allowed to make him tame and not be able to bring the Karban Pesach when we see from our Braisa that you now become tame? However, Taisa asks, ben tame, but if you're going to say, then Mehecha Pshitale, but where was it obvious that Amrit Lo Yitame, that our Bryce is saying, no, we're going to say if you're on your way to bring your Karban Pesach, that you now become Tame, as we're explaining, even just for the Karban Pesach. You now become Tame for the relative. You have to stay Tame and bring the Karban Pesach. Ask Taisa, where did the time the Bryce know this idea that Amrit Lo Yitame, that you now become Tame for the relative, and only for a Mes Mitzvah? So Taisa says, what you could say is, can the Pirish Rashi, like Rashi in our Sugi explains, he says, because the Le'osi Asay She'im Bekarz, you can't have a positive commandment which does not have an element of karis if you don't fulfill it, ketumis kravim, although there's an obligation for someone to bury his close relatives, but there's no punishment of karis if one doesn't, that cannot come along v'yitcha aseh sheish bekaris and override a positive commandment which has a penalty of karis related to it, k'goin leis pesach, like bringing the karm pesach, v'gam mi l'sheich bekaris, the mitzvah of circumcision also has an element of karis to it, therefore, that's why the Bryce says, amrit lo yitame, that if you have a choice between one of these two things, you're not going to go ahead and be metame to the relative, in place of, even if you have just the Karban Pesach, without Nazir and the Kohen Gadol element, still you're not allowed to go ahead and become Tamei. And again, that's why the Gemara over there asked, you see that you're not allowed to become Tamei for the relative, even if it's just Karban Pesach, how are they Matamei Yesav HaKohen? But then Tamei Taisa asks, okay, Hasam over there, however, the Parach HaMaisa, the Yesav HaKohen, that the Gemara asks over there, on the story of Yesav HaKohen, that they were Matamei him and not bring the Karban Pesach, and where they asked the question from our Braisa, but Menali Litamuda. But that's exactly the question asked Taisus. Where did the Gemara know the Hacha Mairi Ba'isa Pischa L'chud? That our Bryce over here is talking about where it was only a person bringing his Karban Pesach without all the other statuses of being a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. Whereas the Mefarshim explained, although Taisus himself just said before, that because it wouldn't be possible that a mitzvah say of Tumas Karevim that doesn't have karis would override the mitzvah say of a Pesach that has karis. But the Mefarshim explained, as the Marsha says, however, that's not a definitive logic, because we do find by a mes mitzvah, which doesn't have an element of karis to it, and even though it does override the Karban Pesach, which has a chiv of karis. So therefore, really back to the question, essentially, how did the Gemara over there know that our Bryce is talking about that it's only a Karban Pesach? Maybe it's talking about that it's a Karban Pesach and a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, and therefore, that's why you're not allowed to become Tamei. But maybe if it's just a Karban Pesach, you could become Tamei, and therefore, what's the difficulty on that story with Yesav HaKohen? What Taisa says, what you could say is, you could prove it. Why? Because since it didn't include, when it was talking about this last category of someone who's on his way to bring his Karban Pesach, it did not include it like it said regarding all those other categories. Where it said, where, let's say it says, not only was a Nazir, but he was also a Kohen Hedyot. In other words, as Taisa explains, Dimikara, in the beginning, when it's going through, when it says La'aviv, La'imoy, La'chaysay, Naket Nazluchot. First the pigs, okay, if he's just a Nazir, okay, you're right, he cannot become tummy to his father, but yes, to Mes Mitzvah. Vachkach Nazir, V'Kohen Hedyot, V'Kohen, then it goes even further, and it says, let's say he's a Nazir and a Kohen Hedyot, etc. Where, and then let's say he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. Where we expound from, let's say, from La'achiv, we say that, okay, not just he's a Nazir, not just a Kohen Hedyot, but he's also a Kohen Gadol. So by each one of them, it says this element that we're adding on, we're building on the previous case. But the thing is, by this drasha of the Bryce brings up, V'lachayse, it doesn't say, okay, Harishai Kohen Gadol, V'Nazir, and he was on the way to the Lord of Karban Pesach, it doesn't say that. It just says, Harishai Hayahaylech Lishcheres Pischa V'lamales Benoi, which sounds like that it's not building on the previous cases of Kohen Gadol and Nazir. That's like what therefore the Gemara was over there assumed and explain that our Bryce is talking about that, no, it's just going to do the Karban Pesach without the other statuses of Nazir and Kohen Gadol, and that's why they asked the question on the story by Yosef HaKohen, where why were they able to become Tamei? And we see that you're not become Tamei in because you have an Asay, She Ein Bekaris, is not going to be Deicha, the Karban Pesach, what's Asay, She Ish Bekaris. However, Taisa continues to ask and says, if you're going to say, Menali Latamuda, which, as Mefarshim explained, this actually refers to the Brysa. Okay, fine. So the Gemara over there knew that the Brysa is talking about, from the way the Brysa was worded, that the Brysa is talking about a case of just going to do the Karban Pesach without all the other elements. Not like the way Taisa presumed in the previous Taisa. But the question now is, but how did the Braisa know? Going further back to the source, the high kra that this pasuk which we're bringing from Lachaisai is ba'isa pisle b'lomalas b'nai. That's told by someone who's going to do his karm pesach and circumcise his son. Hakruksa b'nazir. But the pasuk itself is in the context of the parasha of b'nazir. In other words, if you say like according to the first interpretation Taisus had from like the previous Taisus, which was talking about not just going to do his karm pesach, but he's also nazir in the current godless, you could understand that we're adding on a status. Not just of all the previous cases, but also that he's going to slaughter his Karban Pesach and to circumcise his son because it's in the context of Nazir. But we're building each one is more than the previous one. But according to this interpretation, that has nothing to do with Nazir, nothing to do with Kohen and Kohen Gadol, it's just something to do with Karban Pesach. Where does that fit in over here in this Pasuk to say this Drasha that you cannot be Metameh and rather you're being Karban Pesach and only by a Mes Mitzvah that you are? So as Taiz B'Yashem, what you could say is what's called Im'ena Inyan. It has nothing to do with the context of Nazir. But if it's not applicable to the context of Nazir, because we already expounded all those. We already said a Nazir from La'aviv, and we already said Nazir that's a Kohen Hedded from La'imai, and we already said Nazir that's a Kohen Gadol from La'achiv. So we already exhausted all those. So that's what's called Teneyu Inyan. So then we apply it to something else that's similar, but although not related contextually, L'haylich L'shchad Pischa B'chulu, to even say something that's on his way to slaughter Karban Pesach, that again, that's how the Braisa knew it from the Pasuk, because of Emeina Inyan, and the Gemara over there knew that the Braisa was referring to such a thing because of its wording that it wasn't said as a continuation of the previous cases, rather it's just referring to the Karban Pesach itself. That's one interpretation. Samakutzi, however, he goes back, and as Taisus brings about Samakutzi Meyasha Pirush Rashi. Although, because of the question Taisus had on the first interpretation, which Taisus is calling Rashi's explanation, which is brought like that from Rashi himself to Sanhedrin, that he said, oh, you're right, it's not talking about because of the inference, which is a difficulty, that he said it's talking about only if you're Hailech Lishchetes Pischei, says Sarmakutzi interprets Rashi's explanation, though, the Ma'iri Hachet, that what we're talking about over here is actually the Yesh Be'kala Kedushas Halala B'chul. We actually are talking about that it's not just someone who's going to slaughter his Karban Pesach, it has all the previous sanctities of the case of Nazir, that's a Kohen Gadol, and it's Hailech Lishchetes Pischei. And that's what we're saying, that even in such a case, for a Mes Mitzah, one could be Mitame, even though he has all these statuses. Now, but then the difficulty that the Samakutzi has to address, which was Taisa's difficulty, and therefore he rejected that first interpretation, says the Samakutzi, Mikal Malkam, even so, Parachasim, still the Gemara over there asks, Gabi Yosef HaKoyin. By Yosef HaKoyin, they had asked, how did he go ahead and contaminate his wife? How did they force him to be Tame? You're not allowed to be Mitame when you have to bring the Karban Pesach. Now the difficulty with that was, but if you explain like the Samakutzi, like the first interpretation of Rashi, that is told Ma'atah, Nazir Kohen Gadol, and only then you now become Tameh, well, Yesh HaKohen was not a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So what was the Gemara's question over there? So explains the Samakutzi, because Da'al Karchach, the Gemara there obviously said, knew that obviously, Av Ba'isa Pesach Grade, you're right, although for the permissibility of Mes Mitzvah, it's told man even if it's Nazir Kohen Gadol and Hoylech Lishchetes Pischei. But regarding of this, that we said Amar Lo Yitami, regarding the relative, that obviously has to be Av Ba'isa Pesach Greida. That even if you're just going to bring the Karban Pesach, that Ein Rishai Letami, that person is not allowed to become Tami, even for his relative, even if it's just bringing the Karban Pesach. And the way they knew that actually from the Drasha itself, which is permitting the, which again is the interpretation they're saying as a build-up of Nazir Kohen Gadol and Oisa Pischei for Mes Mitzvah, they knew that obviously that means to say that when it's not for Mes Mitzvah, for relevance, even if it's just a Karban Pesach, it's forbidden to become Tamei. Why? As the Samakutzi explains. Disa G'day D'Chazif, you would entertain to say that Oisa Pesach Mitamei L'Kraivim, that if, let's say, someone just bring a Karban Pesach without all the other statuses, that actually one is permitted to become Tamei to his relatives, but then, V'lachayis, the difficulty then becomes is, in the last drasha of to his sister, Lamali Lameima, why do I need you to tell me, which as our Bryce that our Gemara quotes is telling us, the Mitama L'mes Mitzvah, the Mitama L'mes Mitzvah, but Kivan, since you're saying that if someone's just bringing the Karban Pesach, if he's not a Kohen Gadol and he's not a Nasser, you're telling me the Mitama L'Kraivim that he can become Tami to his relatives, so Amma, obviously then you would see that Oisa Pischei, that if someone's just bringing his Karban Pesach, in the Malam of Shem Chomer Tvei, that doesn't elevate him to any stringent statuses at all, because you see when someone's bringing Karban Pesach, he can even Mitama to his relatives. Im Kain, if that's the case, then Pshita, then obviously when you have this case that you're a big Chiddush that you're learning from Lachaisai, when there's a Kohen Gadol and he's a Nazir, and he's going to slaughter his Kohen Pesach, obviously the B'tamel Mes Mitzah. Obviously he can B'tamel Mes Mitzah, and you wouldn't need V'Lachaisai, because we know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, in general, they can B'tamel Mes Mitzah from the previous Drash of La'achiv. So this that he's going to bring his Karm Pesach, who cares? That doesn't add any statuses that you would think he cannot metamel mes mitzvah. Because you see, Karm Pesach, who cares? You can metamel mes to relatives. So why would I need the Pasuk of B'lach Chaysai? Obviously, from the fact that you need B'lach Chaysai, that's how, says the Sar Mikutzi, they knew that obviously, and that's why they asked on Yosef HaKain, that it's even if you're just bringing a Karm Pesach, it does add a status, which is that you cannot not metamel mes crave. Now, and he forewarns the questions. And if you're going to say, no, maybe I could tell you mekamakam tzarach kra the metamel mes mitzvah. No, maybe I'll disagree. Maybe it's not true. Maybe one could be metamel to the krav if it's just going to bring a karm pesach. But then, what's the big status that it's adding on? I would tell you that no, you do need a pesach that you can be metamel mes mitzvah. What? Neshiyesh begimel kedushas. Because now you're right. In its own kedusha itself, it wouldn't stop you even from metamel krav. But when it has a block, a power block of three sanctities, of Nazir, and these of a Kain, and these of Eisa Pesach, truthfully, I would tell you that the Eisa Pesach grade, that maybe if he's just bringing the Karm Pesach itself, he's Metamla Kraven. He could be Metamla Kraven, not like the Sar Mikutzi is trying to establish. And to prove that's how they knew and they asked on Yisrael Kain, maybe I could tell you that it's not, that you could be Metamla Kraven. But still, when you have it together with all the other sanctities, that would make it problematic, even for Mes Mitzvah. Says the Samikuti Lohi, that can't be the case. Because the Hokvar Shamina Mela'aviv V'le'imu La'achiv, we already know this concept from the previous drushes of us to his father, to his mother, to his brother, the Nazir of a Kohen Gadol, even if you have a power block, not just Nazir itself, but you have it and also with a Kohen Gadol, the Le'mahani Midi Le'mes Mitzvah, that it doesn't help anything for to be a problem and get in the way of bearing a Mes Mitzvah. Imken, Akarchach, therefore it's obvious that this cry, the Pasuk of Al-Achaisi that's told by a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and is going to slaughter his Karm Pesach, that Loi Itzruchi, that it was not necessary, Ela Lamala the Pesach, rather only because of the Karm Pesach. Now, but that's the thing is, but if someone's coming to bring his Karm Pesach, and you would hold that he can be metame even to his relatives, so then Volomali, then why would I need the Pasuk for that? But Pshita is obvious. The imetamel kareivim, because if you can imetamel to the relatives, kalshkin lemes mitzvah, for sure you could do it for mes mitzvah. Because if you can imetamel kareivim when you bring the Karm Pesach, the element of bringing the Karm Pesach doesn't add on any sanctity at all. Rather, says the Samar Kutzi, it was obvious that the Braisa held that when someone's coming to bring just his Karm Pesach, even then he cannot imetamel himself to one of his other relatives. That's why that's inherent in the drush of the Braisa itself. That's why we need a pasuk to tell you that even when he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, but he's also going to slaughter the Karm Pesach, that there he could be metamel mes mitzvah, and that's where the Braisa had asked from, that's where the Gemara asked from this Braisa, how did they go ahead and metamel Yosef HaKohen to his wife and the Erev Pesach? Because yes, we see that even if you just bring the Karm Pesach, you cannot metamel to the relatives, only la mes mitzvah. Now, mes mitzvah could even be with all the other ones, but it's only mes mitzvah, not one of the relatives. Now, however, Tesis does have a difficulty. The Avagav, the Yitzroch Kradlima, he tells us the difficulty with this logic that the Sar Mikutzi is saying. Because although we do need a pasig for Li'imai, and what do we learn from Li'imai? The Kain Hedjit ben Nazir. If someone's not just a Nazir, but he's also Kain Hedjit, that we learn that from there, the Metamal Mes Mitzah. That can Metamal to Mes Mitzah. Now Taisa says, Avagav, the Kasab Kra, although the pasig says, in general, regarding a Kain Hedjit, the Metamal Kraven. There, the pasuk says that a Kohen Hedjit could be metamed to one of his seven relatives. For sure, he can metamed to a mes mitzvah. So, therefore, the logic that the Sar Mikutzi was just saying a second ago is actually difficult. Because that means to say when someone's besides a Nazir, also Kohen Hedjit, that doesn't add on any severity factor more than just being a Nazir. And still, the Gemara tells us, V'Yitzchak Kra, the Braisa says you need a pasuk. Why? Shein Beitz Kedushas, because it's a compound of two sanctities. Avagav de Shemin and Kvar, although we already learned the Mala de Nazir lemehani midi lemes mitzvah la'aviv, the element of the Nazir itself, that we know that doesn't help anything, because that we know from la'aviv. So if so, what do you gain by adding on the element of Kain Hedrit? But Kain Hedrit can be tam even lekraviv. So based on that, as Taisis here also, you should say, maybe actually someone who's going to bring his Karm Pesach by itself actually could be metamet to his relatives. Not like the way the Samakruti is trying to say. But still, you would need a pasuk to say when he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir and he's going to slaughter his Korban Pesach that it could be a Tamal Mez Mitzvah. Even though we're saying that the Mal of Pesach doesn't add anything regarding Tamas Mez, but since there's three sanctities, just like you must be saying by the Nazir that's a Kohen Hedid, that you have two sanctities, which each one is not really saying anything, but the two of them together would tell you maybe not. So that's why I have to tell you, Balach Chesed, to tell you also all three together, even maybe Pesach itself does not add anything. How do you see the logic then by default of what the Samakruti was saying? Says Taisus, no, that's not a difficulty, because that's different what the Samakruti just said. Because Hanamili, when did we say from Balachis, from Balachiv? That's a Kayin. That's regard, or like from Le'imoy. That's by a Kayin. That's the sanctity of a Kayin, the Kedushas, the Kedushas Ilam, where that's an eternal sanctity. That's why the Brisa was saying that you could say Kiyeshlish the Kedushas when he has two sanctities, the Tavti Kedusha, that now he has more sanctity. So therefore, Lekach Itzakra. That's why you need a pasuk that yes, you can be Tamat to Mes Mitzvah, even though you're right, Nazar on its own, we already established, doesn't do anything in the way of Mes Mitzvah. And Kain Hedjit for Shona, because he can Tamat to Krivim, but the two of them together, because it's an internal sanctity, that's what you would think. Abel Eisa Pesach, but Taisa says, my question is not difficult. Because when someone's going to come and do the Kram Pesach, Shekedushas Lefisha, that sanctity of your someone that's about to do the Kram Pesach, that's it's only on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. Imatamataloi Lekraven. If you would say, not like the Samakutzi, that you would permit someone to Mimitamatiz Kraven, even when he's going to do the Kram Pesach, then Huadin Lemes Mitzvah Koshkin, that for sure I would know that it would not add anything obstacle in Mimitamat Lemes Mitzvah. The my chaz is leading the kedusha tveigav by mes mitzvah. Because what would you think to add on any more sanctity by mes mitzvah? Yesim that kravim more than the relatives, even as a compound. So that's why, from the fact that we need the pasuk to tell you that the kohen gadol, that's a nazir, that's going to slaughter his korban pesach, can mitamat the mes mitzvah. Even though we already said that a kohen gadol and a nazir cannot could be mitamat the mes mitzvah. Obviously, that's the Samakutzi is proving that when someone could come and do his korban pesach, just that itself, it would be forbidden to mitamat to one of the relatives. And that's what we're coming to say. But however, regarding Mes Mitzvah, even with all three together, all four together, that's not going to get in the way of a Mes Mitzvah. Or Inami says, Taisus, with Yesh Lefarsh Bekaitzi, you could explain like a shorter type of an answer, that you could say that Habraisa is obvious that even when you're just going to do the Korban Pesach, you could not be Metamet to the relatives from the following proof, from a Diuk, and the Tanya, from the fact that the Braisa says, Greda, when it starts off in general, a Yisrael Nazar. First it starts off, a regular Yisrael that's a Nazar. Okay, not for the relatives, not for his father, but yes, for a Mes Mitzvah. Then it adds on another higher level. A Nazar that's a Kohen Hedid. Then it goes one level higher and it says Nazar that's a Kohen Gadol. So you see that it's going from lower to the more severe. Like it starts off regarding a Kohen Hedid and the Kohen Gadol and so on and so forth. Now, if the Korban Pesach was less severe than the Kohen Gadol, mean to say that it would not override the tum of a relative, which a Kohen Gadol does override the tum of a relative, so then it should have been said before that of the Kohen Gadol. And since it mentions it at the end, Savim Kain says, Taisus, Misvar Yeshlam Lamer, from logic we could say that if someone's coming to just bring the Korban Pesach, the Eina Mitam Lekraivim, that he cannot be Mitam himself to his relatives, and therefore it's a greater severity factor than that of a Kohen Gadol, Kamei Nazar V'Kula Inach, like the Nazar and like all those other ones that are not Mitam to their relatives. And but just for a Mes Mitzvah that you are. And therefore, that's the crown jewel that we've added on at the end. And therefore, that's why the Gemara really asked from our Braisa, why did they go ahead and Mutame Yosef HaKohen to his wife in Erev Pesach, if you see that even for the Korban Pesach itself, one could not Mutame LeKreivim, Beduk Me'atzmach, and look at it yourself. And Taisa says that you see that this proof from the wording, from the way the Braisa builds, that obviously one could not Mutame LeKreivim, even if it's just bringing the Korban Pesach. So ultimately, Taisa explained that. Taisa said that the Braisa was talking about someone that's just bringing his Korban Pesach. That's not a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. And the reason why he cannot be metamet to one of his relatives is, as he brought from Rashi, because a positive commandment of being metamet to the relatives that doesn't have a punishment of Karas cannot override the Korban Pesach, which is a Chiv Aseh Sheyesh by Karas. Now, Taisa said, based on this, it's resolved why the Gemara elsewhere asked from our Braisa, how did they mimetame Yosef the Kohen to bury his wife in Erev Pesach? Because if it was talking about that is also a Kohen and a Nazir, it wouldn't be a difficulty because Yosef the Kohen wasn't a Kohen Gadol and wasn't a Nazir. From the fact that we were saying, however, that it's talking about even just bringing the Korban Pesach, that's why it was difficult. But however, Taisa brought Rashi's Pirish from Masechta Sanhedrin that our Braisa is talking about as the Samakutzi came to explain it, that it's even talking about that we're saying it's talking about a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. It is building. Therefore, it was obvious to the Braisa that it's forbidden for him to mitame himself to one of his relatives because he has all these statuses. Now, Taisa explains that if so, so then what was the question of the Gemara over there? How did Lot mitame Yosef a kohen to his wife, but he wasn't a kohen gadol, wasn't a nazir? It's because even though the Braisa is talking about that for mes mitzvah, we're coming to say the big chiddush when he's a nazir kohen gadol and he's going to do his korban pesach that he can mitame mes mitzvah. But however, it was obvious that from the Braisa that, however, the inverse, if let's say he's just doing the Karm Pesach, that he's not allowed to be mitamed to his relatives, even just over there. Why? Because I already learned that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir could be mitamed mes mitzvah, and if someone who's coming to do the Karm Pesach could be mitamed himself to his relatives, then why did you have to make a drash from Lachayse to say a Kohen Gadol that's a Nazir is going to do bring the Karm Pesach and mitamed mes mitzvah? Of course, going to do the Karm Pesach doesn't add on any stringency because you could even do it for the relatives. Obviously, no, you cannot do it to the relatives. So therefore, the difficulty is not there, even according to the interpretation of Rashi. Or Taisa concludes that you could make the inference that obviously someone that's just doing the Karban Pesach cannot be metamed to his relatives from the fact that when it keeps on building Chidushim, it starts off just with the Nazir, then the Kohen Hedyot, then the Kohen Gadol, and it's going from the lesser to the more severe. And if someone is going to do the Karban Pesach, is allowed to be metamed himself to his relatives, so then he's a lower status than Kohen Gadol, who cannot be metamed even to the relatives. It should have said it before the Karban Pesach, and then the case of the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, no, it's not less severe than the Kohen Gadol, that even by the Karban Pesach also it has that severity factor of that one cannot be metamed to his relatives. And again, that's why the Gemara asked on the case of Yosef HaKohen. Now we continue with the next taste of the Bimaskel. Taste says the words of the Gemara that Sheval Tasa Shani, that if it's just sitting and not doing, that's different. Which Taisa comes to explain that why was there no difficulty that the Gemara is addressing from the case of Nazir and Kohen Gadol? Which that's Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. The Gemara answered that no, you cannot learn from this that if someone's going to bring his Karban Pesach, that he has to time himself for a mes mitzvah. Why? Because of Kavod Abrias, because of the dead person. So that's what the Gemara says. No, don't learn from here that you see the Kavod Abrias is going to override other Isurim, and therefore that contradicts the original case the Gemara had brought, that if someone's wearing klayim in the marketplace, he has to take up his clothing. You see that when it's by kavod abrias, it overrides biblical law. That said, the Gemara, no, you can't learn from that, because although it's overriding biblical law, but sheval tasa shani, if you're not doing an active action to uproot, you're not doing actively not bringing the Karban Pesach, you're just sitting in your place not bringing the Karban Pesach, although that's a biblical law, yeah, that's what kavod abrias could override. But by someone who's wearing klayim, where he's actively violating the issur of klayim by wearing the garment, that's why the Gemara still stands that one cannot go ahead and wear that in the marketplace. But Taisa now asks and says, "Vim Taimin, if you're going to say, wait a second, nazir v'kohen gadol, what do you do with the cases we previously mentioned in the Gemara? If someone's a nazir and there's a kohen gadol, that kum asehu, that's not jeval tasa, that's get up and do that."